Welcome to ADAPS podcast. Prevention is every day and in every way. Today, I'm very happy to introduce our guest, Jose, who is a previous ADAP client of ours. Jose will be sharing his own special story. I would like to introduce you and just let you know a little bit about him. So Jose did use crystal meth. He started at a very young age of only 15. At the time, he was going in and out of jail and juvie hall to begin with, but there came a point where he was tired of jail. He was tired of that revolving door. So in court, he did find himself sitting next to someone who actually advised him about ADAP and that he could get in and get out. But we all know the real story of that, but that's not how it works. And Jose did enroll into ADAP. He did get through the program the first time. But as with addiction, we do know that there is a potential and possibility of relapse. And he found himself at ADAP two times over. What impressed me so much is that I asked Jose how he stayed within the same city, within his same community, and still was able to avoid his previous gang affiliation, was still able to avoid, you know, his street life that he was so familiar with. And his answer to me was that if he was doing negative things and involved with drugs and using, he found that he could actually do something positive as well. And the changes were electrifying for him. He changed not only his appearance, that he'll go more into and is clear since he's doing the full marathon, 26.2 LA Marathon with our team AMP, which is a whole nother accomplishment in and of itself. But he found that being sober was something that was even more beneficial than the life he chose before. So as of today, Jose is 22 months sober. Jose, let's get started and happy to have you.
Happy. I'm glad that you chose to have me here today. Thank you.
Thank you, Jose. So I do want to know about your journey as a runner and as our client. I'd like to first start with what motivated you to join Team AMP? How did you come to this decision?
Well, it's a funny question that you asked, right? if you would have asked me a few years ago, or you would have told me a year ago that I was going to be a runner, like I would have never believed you. I probably just walked away from you or laughed at you. But this is my second time at ADAP, right?
Right.
For some reason, this time I started networking and I started hanging around more and involving myself in all the activities that ADAP had to offer. And one of the activities that they had to offer was they started a running group. And Saturday afternoons, I used to like to go running too. When I couldn't run at the time, I was jogging, slow paced jogging. Right. But so I started running on Saturdays with them, and slowly but surely I started increasing the amount of time that I ran, the amount of miles that I ran in. And I just started liking it. I started liking it the way I felt. And then one day to another, somebody walked up to me and asked me if I wanted to join Team App. It was like a spontaneous type of thing, you know. I didn't think I was gonna ever make it this far, you know.
Wow. It was
like an impromptu type thing. Like they had to kind of push me and pressure me into it, you know. Because I'm real bad at socializing, you know. So it was, they kind of had to push me and pressure me to do it, and I just did. I just said, oh well, what I got to lose, you know.
Right, that's right. And I'm so glad they pushed you, Jose, because truly, if you didn't share that, you know, socializing is an issue for you, I would never guess that from you. So clearly, you know, that's another really beneficial thing that you're also gaining by being with Team AMP is gaining more social skills too. Do you agree?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Love that. I'm so happy to hear that from you, Jose. I want to get a little deep with you then on that note. And that actually leads us into the question perfectly, the next question. I want to know, Jose, can you talk to me about how running has impacted your recovery?
Oh, man. Running has impacted a lot in my recovery. It has made me feel like I can actually move and progress forward, you know, that there's I can actually stop looking back on my past and look forward, you know, look forward right. to something good. Like every time I go on a long run, right, my long runs are like 15 to 20 miles, right? And that itself makes me feel like I can accomplish anything I can and I want, you know? Right. And I use that on a day-to-day basis, right? When I'm at work, when I have certain like life challenges coming up at me and stuff like that, I remind myself, I'm like, man, you just did 15 miles a day. Like what's you know, like, what's this to
right.
you?
What can
you know?
Stop
like,
you?
You
right.
got this, you know? Yeah, like, you know? Like, that's something that a lot of people can do, you know? It has motivated me into being a better person, you know, being able to give back to somebody. And it's crazy, you know. I'm starting to look at life a different way. Even running has actually helped me change my lifestyle, you know. I left everything and everybody behind from my past, you know. Yeah, I might not have a big circle of friends like I used to before. But I like my circle of friends now, you know. I know I can rely on them. I can depend on them. Well, not depend on them, but I can rely on them for support, you know. And I like that. I like that.
You know, it sounds like through your running, Jose, also, you are able to master more this concept of quality versus quantity, right? When you have something that is of good quality, that is when it's most valuable.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
It took me till I was about 26 to realize that family is everything, you know.
Family is everything. That's right.
Family is everything, you know. My family is one of my biggest supporters now, you know, and I have a pretty small family, but they're my biggest supporters now, and I cherish them for that same reason now, you know.
And I know you mentioned that to me. We can talk about that just a little bit here. You had mentioned that before, when you weren't as committed to your treatment, you found yourself without a good support system. I think that's very important and powerful for peers and anybody to listen to. Talk a little bit more about that, Jose, from your experience.
Okay, my first time, right? My first time at ADAP, right? I was 21, 22 years old, right? I want to say 21, 22 years old. And I was still lost, you know. I was still lost. I still didn't know what's the difference between wants and needs. I was just still lost. Like, I was thinking I would be able to be sober and still do what I used to do, you know. And that's not how things work, you know. I wasn't able to let go. Yeah, I was able to let go of the drugs, right? But I wasn't able to let go of the people in my past, like on my lifestyle, you know. I was thinking I'd be sober and still live the same lifestyle. Like, it was going to make me a better person or a bigger person than, you know, living that same lifestyle. And it wasn't like that, you know.
That's right.
But I've learned, you know what? And then back to the support system, right? I wasn't looking, like, the support system was always there, right? ADAP was always there. I just wasn't looking for it, you know. I felt like the people that I knew from my past, like, that's all I needed, you know. Like, they were gonna support me and be proud of me, but it wasn't like that, you know.
No.
Sometimes, I mean, it might sound bad, or but sometimes relapse is part of recovery, you know. Sometimes you have to lose your recovery to cherish it, you know, to really hold on to it, you know.
Very true.
To really, really hold on to it.
It's very important, you know, what you're talking about, Jose, because many times I think this is something, it goes beyond addiction. It is almost a human situation, circumstance, that when, that's why there's that mantra, when you lose something good, I'm going to, you know, not say it exactly, but that's when you see that's what was most important.
Yeah.
You know the value of something when it's gone. But when you have it and you're kind of, you know, gifted with it, whatever you want to call it, blessed with it, whatever, it's like, oh, I got this, you know? what else? What else do I have to do? No, there is a concept. You've got to put in the work, and you have to know that you have certain tools absolutely in front of you, but you have to use it. When you relapse, yeah, you do. You're right, Jose. You completely, you lose track of that, right? But that's where the value is. And in losing that, I think you get the perspective again.
You know what the funny part, right? I used to think, right? I was like, okay, ADAP was full of structure, right?
Right.
I was like, I used to justify my relapse by saying that ADAP just basically made me how to like help me be a functional user. Whatever.
No,
you know, like
no.
I used to try to, you know,
that
but it's not like that,
case.
You know?
No.
I remember the wise man, I'm not going to say his name, right? But a wise man told me, he just told me, you can't live a positive lifestyle and you're doing negative stuff, you know?
That's correct.
And it doesn't work out. It's like you can't be one foot in, one foot out. You're not going forward or backward. You're stuck, you know?
That made
a lot of sense, you know? And you know what's crazy to me now, right? What's crazy to me is I have all kinds of people doing all kinds of positive things for me, you know? It amazes me because I come from a community where, like, people do things in return, you know? And they do things for, like, something in return. And the people that are around me right now, they're doing things just out of the kindness and the heart, and it surprises me, you know? And sometimes, like, it makes me feel like warm and like you know, sometimes like tear of joy, you know, like do I really deserve this, you know? It just feels good, you know, it feels really good.
Well, and that reminds me, as we're coming into my next question, Jose, that is also another positive quality and experience you've gained, which is your self-worth, Jose. What you're experiencing to me, okay, it's you seeing that you are worthy, that people want to do something for you. And guess what, Jose, just because, but it's because you have positivity coming from yourself as well. It's almost the law of nature, right? It's powerful and it's infectious. And I'm so happy to hear that you are having that experience, that you are worthy. You are worthy. My next question for you is, you went into it and yeah, you do 15, 20 miles, is that right? On your training?
Well, my long runs, yeah.
You blow my mind. You know, I have to insert it. I have to insert it. You know, I did cross country in high school, life things, that is not the case anymore. So I do 5K. But I couldn't even think of doing, even when I did cross country, Jose, I never did long runs like that. I did 10 miles and that was about it. My endurance was always there, but nothing else. So your training regimen is so impressive. And I want to know, my next question is to that, how do you physically prepare, but how do you mentally prepare for this? Please share with us.
You know what? When I wake up in the morning, I'm not even gonna lie to you. When I wake up in the morning, I'm like, man, like I have to go do this, right? Like, yeah. I have to go do this, but then my body doesn't want to, right? But
right.
Like in my mind, I know I have to do it, you know. If not, it's like it's part of my structure. Like I feel like if I don't do it, I will fall back into addiction, yeah. You know. It's into like addiction. I still have demons inside me that I fight every day, you know.
Yeah.
And that's why I push myself to the limit. It's like there's like 2-3 people inside my head, right? And I'm like the positive one that you're talking to right now, right? Fights all the other two, right? There's the optimist, right? Optimistic one that you're talking to right now. There's a pessimist, and there's just like a full negative one, right? And I'm fighting both of them, right? Because I'm not even gonna lie to you. When I wake up in the morning, I'm like, man, like I don't want, like I just want to. Like, but
right.
It's like a battle within myself. Like I know that if I slack off, I'm out of character, you know, like that's a sign that I'm slipping, you know, I'm falling back into it. Like that's, you know, people are going to be like, wait, what's wrong with this guy? You know, like he's falling back. This is not him, you know? It's like a battle that I'm fighting within myself on a daily basis. That's why I push myself so much, you know? And there's people that run way more than me, you know? I mean, they ran for like probably years. You know, I just recently started running, but yeah, that's why I push myself so much.
Well, that's what I was wondering when I met you. that day at the team amp first practice. And, you know, a lot of the group was saying Jose pushes himself so hard, almost too hard. And I was wondering in my mind, what is the reason for it? There's got to be some reason that you propel yourself like that. And I have to say, Jose, you know, just hearing it from you, that it's inspirational actually to me, because you're choosing, you know why? Because you're choosing to do something good. You have, like you told me, you could do many other things and you could make many other choices. And instead you've chosen to go on a positive path. And it's just like one after another thing keeps happening where it's like, it's rewarding. Is that right?
One thing, I'm not even gonna lie to you, one thing I had to learn, right? During this time, I had somebody tell me, you need to make your needs need to be your wants, right? Okay. And that really had me thinking, right? Because what I want, like, most of the time, I don't get it. So why even stress on it, right? So right. I started thinking, man, what I need is what I need to want, you know? And that really has changed a lot of my attitude about life, you know? Like, it helped me with disappointments and stuff like that. Because sometimes when you don't get what you want, you feel disappointed. And little stuff like that will help you. Like, it'll just allow you to open doors to fall back, you know? And I had to learn that. I really had to learn that. That helped me change my attitude a lot about a lot of things, you know?
Thank you for Jose sharing that. You know, I think that anybody can really, when you think about it, that really strikes the heart, you know, makes you think to that, you know, what you need should really be what you want.
Yeah.
It gives you a different energy, right?
Yeah, because whatever it is that you need is your life purpose, you know? And what you want is not. That's why sometimes it just doesn't work out.
That's right. Jose, I want to know in my final question to you, and you're giving so much information that's so beneficial, and it's enlightening, and I'm so happy we had this opportunity today where you could share with our listenership. I'd like to know what words of advice can you share for those in recovery and how to possibly prevent relapse?
What kind of advice? I can say, just stop, look, you got to accept your past, right? Accept your past. Take what you can, take anything positive from your past that you can and embrace it. Embrace it in your new lifestyle, you know? Like, it might sound messed up or might sound, but you got to cut out like everything and everybody from your past if you really want to move forward, you know? Like, that's the reason why I don't even do social media anymore. I don't have Facebook, I don't have Instagram, any, because I cut everything off, because I really want something positive in my life, you know?
Interesting. Wow, Jose, anything else you'd like to share?
Don't ever give up. If somebody says you can't do it, make sure you show them wrong and do it twice, you know?
Do it twice.
Don't do it once, because they're going to think you're just lucky. Do it twice.
Do it twice. Do it over and over. I heard that. That's excellent. Jose, you know, unless you have anything else to share, I'm going to tell you, I'm so happy I had the chance to meet you in person. I know that, you know, I had met you by text last year, but to meet you in person, it is my honor. It's my pleasure. And, you know, like ADAP, all your counselors and TC, we are all behind you, Jose, and continuously advocating for you. And I'm so excited that you are running this marathon.
Thank you.
And I you're going to have definite love, you know, at the end of the race and afterwards. And just get ready. You know, you're part of the ADAP Ohana. And we hope that your story inspires and touches other people who are listening to us, your peers and anybody else. And I do want to add as well that for those who are interested in joining ADAP's Team AMP, or even if you have questions about treatment in ADAP, please contact Paulina Hong, who is our development director, my dear boss at ADAP's corporate office. The phone number is 323-293-6284. Otherwise, it was a pleasure to be here. My name is Rahima. Jose, thank you for spending the time with me today and wishing you nothing but success and continued blessings.
Thank you. No problem.
Thank you. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
Bye.